We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Bechor Behema Tohera, Halacha Dalet, Paragraph Ches. V'alkein Molcha Esther Almeya Ve'esrim V'sheva Medinois. In this paragraph, Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain this number 127 that appears in two places. In the beginning of Megillas Esther, we're told that Ahasuerus ruled over 127 countries, and then after he killed Vashti and Esther Hamalka replaced her, we find that Queen Esther, who represents, who symbolizes the Shekhinah, the victory of Klal Yisrael, she ruled over, together with Ahasuerus, over these 127 countries. And then we find also about Sara Imenu, the word Sara means rule, to rule, that Sara Imenu lived 127 years. And the Gemara itself makes a connection between the two, but now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain. Keneged Me'a Vesrim V'sheva Shona Shel Sara Imenu, corresponding to the 127 years of Sara, the wife of Avram Avinu, Sara Imenu. Ki Sara Bechinas Malchus, Sara represents kingdom, She Sara Al Kol Ho'ilam Kuloi. The Gemara in Brochus, Daf Yud Gimel, speaks about the fact that her name was changed from Sarai to Sara to tell us about her rulership, that she ruled, obviously on a spiritual level. Bechinas Moiro Shel Malchus. And we mentioned earlier that Malchus' kingdom is associated with Yira. Kimimeno Noilad Yitzchok. Why is Sara Yira? Because we know that from Sara Imenu was born Yitzchok Avinu, Shehu Pachad Yitzchok, and he is known as Yira. Shekoiren Leidosei B'Rosh Hashanah. We read about the birth of Yitzchok Avinu on Rosh Hashanah, which is the day of the Malchus of Hashem, when we proclaim Hashem's kingdom, and it's the day when we're mispalel for Yira, as we mentioned earlier. Ufechein Tein Pachtecho. In order to draw upon ourselves this great, great Yira. As the Pasuk says in the beginning of the Torah reading that we read on Rosh Hashanah, V'Hashem Pokada Sora, that Hashem answered the prayers of Sora Imenu and she was blessed, she conceived. V'Alkein Hoyo Meo Esrim V'Sheva Shona, and this is why she lived a total of 127 years. Meya Shono Keneged Meya Brochoisanal. 100 years tells us that Sara Imenu was the source for the 100 blessings. We mentioned, we had learned earlier that Yitzchok Avinu was zeichet to found 100 gates, the Meya Shorim, which symbolize the 100 blessings. That's the full spectrum of blessings. 100 blessings. And this came from Sara, and we said that when a person has Yira, Yira is Shlemus. Yira is everything. That person has Yira, they receive everything, which means all 100 blessings. So Sara, who is Malchus, which is Yira, she has these 100 years. Sheheim Meya Adonim Anal, which corresponds to the 100 posts in which the boards that made up the walls of the Mishkan were put into these posts, these 100 Adonim, Sheheim Bechinas Meya Shorim Shel Yitzchok Yadua, which also corresponds to the 100 gates of Yitzchok Avinu, as is known in the Sifrei Kabbalah. V'chol HaMeya Brochois, and all of these 100 blessings, Sheheim Klolius Kol HaTfilois, which include all of our prayers. The Gemara says a Jew is supposed to make 100 blessings a day, including Shachris, Mincha, Arv, everything. Nimshochin mehadibur. These blessings all come through speech. Ki ikar habrochois vahatfilois bedibur daika. Because all the blessings and all the prayers are through speech. We say them, we verbalize them. Ki hadibur bechinas yira. And because we know that speech is also a concept of dibur, as is explained in other places in our teachings. Rabbi Nazal tells us in chapter 4 in Likutei Moran, in the first half of Likutei Moran, that the word Dabor means a ruler, one speaker in a generation, which means one ruler, one king. So we see that Dibur is also Malchus, which is Yira. V'hadibur kolul mi esrim v'sheva oisius. And we know that Dibur is made up of 27 letters, the 27 letters of the alphabet. Of the Aleph Beis, you have the 22 regular letters and 5 of them that appear differently when they're at an end of a word. Manatzbach, Memnun, Sadik Pechov. V'alkein hoyo mea ve'esrim v'sheva shonim. And this is why Sori Menu lived 127 years. B'chinas mea brochois, shenim shochem yadibur. This is the concept of the 100 blessings which come from speech. Shehu bechinas esrim v'shev oisius, which is 27 letters, shemehem kol hadiburim. All speech is comprised of these 27 letters. V'ze bechinas mea v'esrim v'shev medino shemolcha Esther. And this is also the concept of the 127 countries that Esther Hamalka ruled over, shehi hadasa. She is also called in a Megillah hadasa, which is a myrtle branch, which we smell. It has a good smell. Shehi isho yiras Hashem hi tisalo. Esther Amalka is one of those who represents yiras Hashem and tefillah. Tisalo is tefillah. Paragraph tes. V'alkein misaperes hamegila batchilo migoidl oitzem hoashirus v'hagdulo shel malchus ha-hashverosh. Now we'll understand also why the Megillah starts off telling us about the incredible wealth and power of the kingdom of Ahasuerus. K'may shekosuv, as the pasuk says, Behar oisoi es oisher kevoid malchusoi ves yekor tiferes gidulosoi. That there was a banquet, 180-day banquet, during which Ahasuerus was showing off, displaying his incredible wealth and glory and honor and beauty. Why is this part of the Torah? Why is this part of Megillas Esther? Ki heim rotzu lahagbir yirois hanefulois. Because Ahasuerus and Haman and Vashti, they wanted to strengthen the wrong type of fear. Shehu liroi mi malchus harishoa chas v'shalom, that the Jews should be afraid of the kingdom of evil. They should think that that's the king, that they're the rulers. Shemaris oitzem toikev gedulosom, which displays, they show off their tremendous power. Kedei lehis yorei mipneim levad, so that the Jewish people should be afraid only of them. V'lishkoyach beyiras Hashem chas v'shalom, and should disregard fear of Hashem, respect for Hashem. Avul Yisroel am kodosh. However, the Jewish people, a holy nation, loy dai she'enom noiflum al yidei zeh meiras Hashem. Not only did this display of Ahasuerus' power not cause them to fall away from their respect for Hashem, but rather adarabba, just the opposite. Al yidei zeh daikom mischaskim yoiser ve'yoiser beiras Hashem moed moed. This had the reverse effect. This caused them to become much, much stronger in fear of Hashem and respect for Hashem to a tremendous degree. They realized that we're in big, big trouble now. If this is if things have gone so far that the Rishon, the evil people, are in such a position of power, we better do something about it, because this is obviously Hashem has given them the power, and this is a wake-up call for us. Ki bekoyach hatzadikim hagedoylim, yesh lohem koyach lahalois kol hayirois hanefulois mikol hamakoyim shenaflu sham. Because with the help and guidance of the great tzaddikim, the Jewish people have the ability to elevate all of these fallen fears, where the fear has fallen into the wrong places. We have the ability to get it out of those wrong places. Afilu im naflu v'yordu kamoish yordu. Even though the Jewish people have fallen as far down as we've fallen, kamoi achshav betoikef hagolus hazeh, like now, when we find ourselves in the severe, severe exile that we're going through for thousands of years, so even though we're so down, and all the power and glory seems to be in the hands of the Malchus, the Sitra Achra, We don't forget Hashem completely, but rather with the help and guidance of the tzaddikim, we realize that we're the ones who have the ability to remove the yira, the respect, the fear from the sitra achra and bring it back home, bring it back into the kedusha to Hashem. Shekol hamemshola v'hagdula lo ha'akum v'rishoim, that all of this kingdom and greatness of the non-Jews and the rishoim, v'hakoil misyorim mipnei gedulosam. Rav Nosson Zal says, even though like now we find ourselves in this severe golus, where all the kingdom and authority and greatness is in the hands of the goyim, v'horishoim, and the evil people, v'hakoil misyorim mipnei gedulosam. And everyone, the whole world, is afraid of them, afraid of the power, and everyone respects them and fears them. The Israel, whereas the Jewish people, nivzim ushfolim unesunim lamirmos, are shamed and embarrassed and are looked down upon and are given to be trampled, to be stepped on, rachmona litzlan. However, afal pikein, despite that, Ein onu noiflim bedatenu machmazeh klal. We don't allow this. The truly religious people, the people who are close to the tzaddik, we don't allow this to get to us at all. This doesn't make us feel any smaller. Adarabba, just the opposite. Onu mischaskim al yidei zeh beyira ilo. We strengthen our, as a result of seeing the situation, reading the map of what's going on around us, this encourages us to strengthen ourselves with yira ilo, with the highest type of yira, leyira mipnei Hashem yisborach, to fear and respect Hashem, mipnei hadar kvoid malchus yisborach, because of Hashem's great kingdom, ki onu yoidim, because we realize shekol kevoidam ugdulosam upachtam umayron, that all of their honor and greatness and power, hakoyel nishtal shel mimenu yisborach, it all comes from Hashem. It's not their own. And this isn't against Hashem. This is what Hashem has put them in that position of power right now. And the only one we need to respect and fear is the one who has given them this greatness and this power, which is Hashem. Vonumalin hakoil Hashem isborach. We elevate all the respect and everything to Hashem. Even when we're forced to show respect to the different governments of today, in our minds and hearts, the respect is being allocated to Hashem, who has given them the power for right now. V'alkein mitzvah leinu lesaper b'gdulas malchus Ahasuerus. And that's why it's a mitzvah for us to discuss the greatness of Ahasuerus. Person would say, who needs that in a Megillah? Like, why go into that at all? We could say in one word, he was in power. Why describe the greatness of Ahasuerus? Shehi Malchus Harisho, which is the kingdom of evil. Why? Leida ulahavchin mizeh alfe alofim varibe ravova is kal v'choymar gedulas malchusa shel yoytze bereshis yisborah. So that we could, through this, by seeing the greatness of Ahasuerus and his power, we could make a kal v'chomer, we could say, make a 40-40 in our minds as to, wow, if this is what a human being can achieve in this world, imagine what the kingdom of Hashem is all about. Who is the real king? Shehu Malchus Moshiach, which is really going to be displayed when Moshiach comes. Sheyovo b'mheira v'yameinu, who we hope is going to come very soon. As the Gemara tells us, Lo'olam yorutz odom afilu likras malcheyakum, a Jew should always run when he has an opportunity to see a king, even if it's a king of the non-Jews, because she'im yizke, because if the Jew will be zeicha, by seeing their greatness, it'll give him an idea, it'll open up his brain, and it'll open up his vision to be able to imagine what the glory of the kingdom of Kedusha is going to be like when Moshiach comes. V'zeh b'chinas, this is what the Pasuk says, Yiro es Hashem b'ni v'melech, Fear Hashem, my son, and the king, ve'im shoinim al tisarev, and don't get involved with others. Shahakosuv mazhir, the pasuk is warning us, shetzrichen liroi es Hashem, that we need to fear and respect Hashem. Ve'gam es hamelech tzrichen liroi, and we also have to fear the king. Ki Hashem yisborach nosan le'gdula, because Hashem has given him authority, power. Ve'osur limroid b'malchus, and a Jew is not allowed to rebel or show disrespect to the king or to the leaders. U'bevadai tzrichen lehisyore mimenu, and therefore we certainly have to be afraid of him. Ki melubosh boy yiro milamalo shenofle etzloi, because in this king, in this earthly king, is cloaked the respect for Hashem that has fallen down into his lap, in a sense. Avol, however, tzrichen leida, we have to know, shema shemisyorin milfonov, that the fact that we respect this king, the fact that we're afraid of him, einonu misyorin ki im Hashem yisborach, this is actually our respect and fear for Hashem. Shemosar loizeh hakoyach vayira. Hashem is the one who has given him this power and this awe. You know, v'zehu, and this is why the pasuk says v'mshoinim al tesarev, and don't assimilate, don't get mixed up with these others. Meaning, she'oisam shemeshanim ho'emes, those who change the truth. And they try to focus that the respect and honor and everything is for the king himself. It doesn't. The buck stops there. They don't think past that. They're not thinking about a Hashem who's behind. No. He's in boss. He's the boss. This country is in charge now. There's no Hashem is out of it. Hashem is long gone. Chas v'shalom. Al tisarev. Don't mix up. Don't get mixed up with those people. Kizeh kfira gedoyla. Because this is tremendous atheism. This is denial of Hashem. Ki tzrichen liroi rak me Hashem yisborach, shenosan lo izois hamemshola kanal. Because our respect and fear has to be directed only at Hashem, who has given him this authority and kingdom. That's why there's a bracha that we make when you see a king, one who's a real king, who has the authority to put people to death, etc. And again, the bracha emphasizes that we're blessing Hashem, who has established this person as king, who has given this person the kingdom. On a lighter side, there's the famous bracha, the king that's brought in Fiddler on the Roof, where they said, what blessing do you make on the Tsar, on the Russian Tsar? And they said that the blessing is, may Hashem bless the Tsar and keep him far away from us. That's the blessing we make on all of these characters. Today's characters also. But again, a religious Jew never loses himself. Whenever he sees somebody with authority, power, wealth, any kind of power, it's always Hashem who has put him in this position. And I thank Hashem for making him the shliach. If he does something good for me, or if he's opposing me in any way, I know again it's coming from Hashem, and my gripe, my problem is with Hashem. I have to try to convince Hashem to remove the problem, that the king or the government, whatever it is, should not harm me in any way.